The Medicare Advantage program is just one of the biggest scams that I think we've seen in this country.
The Medicare Advantage program is actually not a good deal.
A huge giveaway to the insurance industry.
$100 billion a year in waste.
They can really boost their profits.
Overbilling, fake diagnoses, exaggerated patient conditions, Medicare Advantage is rife with fraud.
If you're looking for a way to save $1 trillion over 10 years, this is where you can find it, Doge.
Yeah, it seems like a prime target for someone
trying to get rid of waste, fraud, and abuse.
But the Trump administration seems ready to double down instead.
I will save Medicare Advantage. So
how does a program that wastes billions of dollars a year,
ripping off taxpayers,
and is plagued with issues in providing actual care,
it ain't an advantage. You're getting screwed.
Continue to expand?
This is something that is so important to them. A majority of their profits are coming from this program.
We're tracking down where the push to privatize one of America's most beloved programs comes from.
President Trump. Secure and protect Medicare Advantage.
How key Trump appointments could help make that possible.
The fact is, everyone around you is signing up.
And what exactly it might cost us.
Medicare Advantage locks people out of life-saving care. It will kill people. It does kill people every year.
I'm going to tell you about Medicare Advantage.
You may be eligible for a Medicare Advantage plan.
I'm talking about Medicare Advantage.
Medicare Advantage is a Medicare replacement that has enticed a lot of private insurance companies to get involved in the Medicare business.
Wendell Potter is a former health insurance executive. Now, he documents and fights back against the greed of insurance companies.
You can tell right away that they have gamed the system to grab more money, and they're really profiteering.
Just a handful of companies dominate this market and have seen a lot of growth by luring people away from traditional Medicare with certain benefits.
Like dental, vision, or hearing.
Did you say dental?
So a lot of people find that very appealing. What they don't tell you is that you might not be able to get the basic medical care that you need.
These private insurers are given a set rate per person they cover under Medicare Advantage plans per year, paid through the Medicare Trust Fund. But there's a way for these private insurers to suck even more money out of that fund.
Private insurance companies have found it to be a huge cash cow.
Private insurers get more money for a patient with more serious health risks.
There's a great incentive to overdiagnose, to claim that people are sicker, because the government will pay these companies more.
This has led to a scheme called upcoding, where the private insurers exaggerate their patients' conditions or fabricate diagnoses or codes entirely. There's reports of programmers being told to scan charts for big money codes, fleets of nurses tasked with racking up these codes on home visits, and champagne and bonuses for doctors who pack charts full.
Much of the time, that's just bogus, claiming that these people have these conditions, but never approving treatment for those conditions. So they're just banking this money.
These practices have led to questionable diagnoses of HIV, obstructed arteries, bipolar disorder, and anatomically impossible diabetic cataracts. Upcoding and other factors mean Medicare Advantage actually costs the U.S. government more than traditional Medicare. Estimates say anywhere from $83 to $140 billion a year more.
Even if you kind of meet in the middle somewhere and say that these companies are overpaid $100 billion a year, over 10 years, that's $1 trillion.
It would seem an obvious target for someone searching for
waste, fraud, and abuse.
But it just might not be a priority.
With Medicare Advantage, you can get a plan with $0 monthly premium.
You might recognize Dr. Oz from his long-running daytime medical advice show.
The viral sensation known as Salt Bae is here.
But now, he's the head of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Oz has a long history with the program he is now in charge of overseeing.
I'd be signing up, so why are not more folks signed up?
Oz used to hawk Medicare Advantage on his show.
Medicare beneficiaries have another option.
And was even a licensed insurance broker in more than 20 states. His ethics disclosure forms show a number of investments in for-profit health companies, including up to $600,000 in stock in United Health Group, the leading Medicare Advantage plan provider in the country. Despite all of that, this is how his confirmation hearing began.
Is there anything that you are aware of in your background that might present a conflict of interest with the duties of the office to which you've been nominated?
No.
I think the Trump administration thinks healthcare is like any other business.
Dr. Diljit Singh is a practicing physician and the president of Physicians for a National Health Program. The group has been vocally opposed to Oz's nomination to serve as the head of CMS.
I don't think that they understand what us regular people mean when we say conflicts of interest.
Even outside of the Dr. Oz show,
so how many of these plans are there out there? They sound good.
Oz has plugged Medicare Advantage as some sort of miracle solution to public health challenges in America.
Medicare Advantage, why not expand that?
His 2022 Senate campaign was marked by an insistence on moving more public dollars to private insurers.
Medicare Advantage for all, not Medicare. Medicare Advantage for all could provide universal coverage. We should do this now.
When he is somebody who's getting paid by these companies, it makes perfect sense to me that he would recommend it.
But the push for privatization is not just coming from Oz.
I will save Medicare Advantage.
In his first term, Trump signed an executive order bolstering Medicare Advantage. And the Department of Health and Human Services actively promoted the plans in direct email campaigns.
Under my administration, your Medicare Advantage is safe.
Then there's Project 2025, which has designs on making Medicare Advantage the default enrollment option, which would push even more of the public's Medicare trust fund money into the pockets of private insurers. And then there's the lobbying, from insurers themselves and from what's called the Better Medicare Alliance, the group whose backers and funders include the largest private insurers in America, have been lobbying big time.
We're an organization trying to make more of our Medicare dollars be spent on shareholder dividends, on CEO salaries, on something other than actual health care.
When the Biden administration was looking to curb waste and abuse in the Medicare Advantage arrangement, the group spent millions on a Super Bowl ad to fight off the changes.
Tell the White House not to cut it.
And they've been pressuring Trump to prevent any other changes and preserve their dominance.
President Trump, secure and protect Medicare Advantage.
And it seems to have worked.
Watching the health insurers, they are jumping today after a bigger than expected increase in the government's reimbursement rate.
Almost double what the Biden administration had proposed initially.
The Trump administration just announced that private insurers will get $25 billion more in 2026 for their Medicare Advantage plans. News that caused a spike in stock price for health insurance companies.
Most of those stocks are moving higher.
UNH, CVS, which owns Aetna, Humana, take a look at all of them. They're amongst the biggest gainers this morning, Elevance.
A former lobbyist for the Better Medicare Alliance, Don Dempsey, was tapped by Trump to serve as the top health official at the U.S. Office of Management and Budget, giving him and the insurance industry he has benefited from power over budget decisions regarding Medicare and Medicare Advantage. Between 2020 and 2024, the largest Medicare Advantage providers spent a combined $332 million lobbying on the program. Between Oz, Trump, Dempsey, and the insurance lobby, it can feel like this push to fully privatize Medicare is coming from everywhere.
I think it's one big voice saying the same thing to us, which is, we are trying to find a way to get these companies to make more money. It is not important to us how much health care Americans get.
In his ethics agreement, Dr. Oz pledged to divest from some of his conflicts of interest, including his investment in the number one Medicare Advantage plan provider in the nation.
But morally, it tells us that he has a bias and that he has the potential to have a relationship that enriches him after these 4 years.
Oz was questioned about the upcoding and overcharging carried out by the private health insurance industry during his confirmation hearing.
And I pledge if confirmed, I will go after it.
Right. But Oz or not, the Medicare Advantage grift is unlikely to just stop if the private insurance industry has any say.
They make far, far more money in profits on Medicare Advantage than they do on their private plans that are sold in the commercial market.
Private insurance companies are relying on our Medicare money to inflate their bottom line. According to an analysis by The Lever, if the government had eliminated overpayments in 2022, the insurance industry would have been hit hard. United Health Group would have seen profits drop by more than a third, CVS Health by more than half, and Centene by a quarter.
They haven't been focusing on growth as much in the private sector, because they found that it's much easier to rip off taxpayers than it is employers.
But we've just been talking about the profiteering. We haven't talked about what Medicare Advantage really means for those enrolled.
It's insurance. We pay into it. We earn that insurance. I didn't ask to get cancer.
Jen Coffey is a former state legislator and EMT. She's enrolled in a Medicare Advantage plan.
because I have Medicare disadvantage. He wants to put everybody on that.
Thank you, Senator Cortez.
People will die.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Jen is, unfortunately, deeply familiar with how Medicare Advantage compares to traditional Medicare.
It's supposed to cover everything Medicare does. Key point. But that's not reality, right?
Despite being offered as direct alternatives, there are some pretty big differences between traditional Medicare and Medicare Advantage.
In traditional Medicare, you can go to almost any doctor or hospital or clinic, any kind of healthcare provider in the country.
People on Medicare Advantage, though, are locked into networks, sometimes very limited networks, which can be frustrating for people like Jen, a two-time cancer survivor.
I went for my routine checkup. I'd been a Dana-Farber patient since 2013, and I got a bill. They're saying the provider's in network, in the building, but the building of Dana-Farber is out of network, and I'm not allowed to go there anymore, even though I'd been going there and had the same insurance. So after all of these years, I have now moved my care to a different hospital because I can't go there anymore.
And then there's prior authorization, the permission you need from the health insurance company before starting a certain type of treatment.
In traditional Medicare, prior authorization is rarely ever used.
But private Medicare Advantage insurers do use it, and that can mean denied or delayed care and a paperwork nightmare.
This is my life.
As a result of a cancer surgery, Jen was diagnosed with CRPS, complex regional pain syndrome. With no known cure, one of the only treatments is an infusion therapy.
I go to them and I get a prior authorization, and you think, that's good. Now you can go get the care. Well, then I go get the care and then I get the bill. I have to pay $600. They only paid $1.22. This isn't right. So I file for an appeal and they took money away. Now they're saying they're only going to pay a dollar and a penny. So I have to keep doing this. I don't have a choice.
Traditional Medicare is not perfect. There are weaknesses. The out-of-pocket expenses, the fact that it doesn't cover certain parts of care. And those issues are kind of what have allowed Medicare Advantage to flourish.
It shouldn't be like this in America, but it is only like this in America.
The answer can't possibly be to fuel the private insurance grift more.
Every single healthcare dollar should go to healthcare. Not profit, not shareholder dividend, not somebody who never ever did anything good for a person.
But that is not the future the health insurance industry wants. This is
Medicare Advantage.
Medicare Advantage.
Medicare Advantage for all.
This would be a great solution for them to keep that money gushing. But for the rest of us, it would be an absolute disaster.
It puts a lot of money in a lot of rich people's pockets and takes a lot of care away from good people that deserve access to it.
Thank you so much for watching our video. If you'd like to see more stories like this one, be sure to like and subscribe to the channel to get more Perfect Union in your feed. And if you have any ideas for stories that you would like for us to investigate, just drop them in the comments below.